AP Update, I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate passed a bill to give Congress the opportunity to review and possibly reject any nuclear deal reached with Iran.
Without this bill, there is no limitation on the president's use of waivers to suspend the sanctions Congress has put in place. There's no requirement that Congress receive full details of any agreement with Iran.
That is Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Corker. The vote was 98-1. Florida Republican Marco Rubio says this is protection against a bad deal with Iran.
I hope we're going to get a good deal. I'm not hopeful that we will. But I think we're better off if we have this process in place.
Lawmakers have been trying to muscle their way into the Obama administration's talks with Iran. If senators disapproved of any nuclear deal, President Obama would lose his power to waive certain economic penalties Congress has imposed on Iran. Negotiations with Iran continue. AP Update, I'm Ed Donahue.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.